What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled, I told you Muslim sales, white women are coming into Islam to scam you. So there was this girl, she was a white girl, obviously. She claimed to be part Latin, part Southeast Asian, and that she was a Muslim. And this girl scammed the Muslim community for a very long time. She got a lot of money, a lot of fame. She got a lot of good job offers. She made it very, very far in the Muslim community simply because of the way she claimed to be a homosexual. She claimed to be a queer, a queer Muslim. And, you know, she was pushing the LGBT agenda. Yet, because she had blue eyes, she was able to make it very far into Muslim circles here in America. Now, this white girl was outed by her mother. Her own mother came out and said what she's doing is sad and that this girl is white as snow. Now, you guys can go onto Google, you can type in white girl claims to be Muslim. Oh God, it's the Mexicans. You know, the Mexicans, they always ruin TFM live streams, and now they're ruining my video. But I think they're in the background. Are you? Oh, there we go. I love Mexicans. They ruin everything, don't they? Let's see if I can raise. Damn it. Okay, I have those windows up, so I think we're good. Hopefully, they're not gonna come here. Damn it. I'm at the beach. I just came out of the beach. Now I go shower. Oh, he's actually coming here. There he is. And he's blowing shit in my car. God. Oh, shit. No. Don't come in. No. Okay. There he is. There he is right there, guys. See him? So, am I going to put on the air conditioner or am I going to heat up in this car like a motherfucker? I don't want to drive around with, I think it's him and his wife. He's now working on the weed whacker over there. So, am I going to put on the air conditioner a little bit? What the fuck? Put on the air conditioner. You know, I'd be a fucking cheap Jew. Damn it. I really hate putting on the air conditioner in a car, but we have no choice. I'm not gonna drive around. Let me put on the air conditioning, guys. I'm not gonna drive around filming myself right now, because that's how you get a ticket, I guess. All right, what the hell? I'm gonna be losing a lot of MPGs today, but that's all right. Let's see if the air condition is working. Yeah, it's working. All right, so for you guys out there to do your own research about this girl, just go on Google, type in white girl claims to be Muslim. I might even link an article for you here in the comment section, or maybe somebody else can do it for us in the comment section. Now, before we continue with this video, real talk, okay? I'm not being facetious. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not lying. If you are a Muslim, okay, and in 2023, okay, when I first started doing this like 5 years ago, you Muslims were calling me a kafir. You were saying, how dare you, Amr? Muslim women are the best in the world. How dare you say that? And those very same Muslims, they come today and they're like, oh shit, Amr, you were right all the time. These hijabis make white girls look like they're angels. And quite frankly, this is why white girls are coming into Islam now, because they're like, shit, if these Muslim women, if these hijabis are this type of hoe and they're getting wifed up, imagine me, it would be a cakewalk for me. So before I continue with this video, guys, if any of you guys, Muslim guys out there, call me a kafir, I'm gonna fight you. I mean physically fight you. Now, everything I, Amar Mitwali, do is legal, except when it comes to Yogi Oba's mom. But then again, is it illegal if she likes it? So, if you're going to call me a kafir, okay, you're going to have to fight me in person. Now, here are the rules. You got to be 18 or older. You got to meet me in Miami, okay? We'll call up one of the many dojos, one of the many gyms, one of the many boxing gyms, and we'll step into the ring. We'll obviously put this on, you know, YouTube, social media, so we can make some money. I'll do the it's not really about the money, guys, so I'll divide the, what you may call it, the money we make, I'll divide it 50-50 with you guys. And also at the same time, from an Islamic perspective, it's haram to punch in the face. I don't know if you guys know that in Islam, when you're doing sports, it's actually haram to punch in the face. So we can wear headgear. Maybe we can do jiu-jitsu. We'll have a referee in case somebody, you know, to keep people from getting seriously injured. We'll have a referee. The point here, guys, is that you Muslim guys, you need to start actually not becoming fucking talkers, because that's all you Arabs do, man. All you motherfuckers out there, all you do is spurg on the internet. Like when the Iraqis said, oh, we'll ruin America if America dares attack us, guess what happened? The Iraqi army folded quicker than Yogi Ob's mom when I roll around her house at 2 in the morning. So you Muslim out there, especially you Arabs, you're not gonna talk, okay? If you're gonna call me a kafir, your only choice is to fight me in person. Now, I know some of you Muslim guys out there, you are smart asses because you're so fucking ugly. So what ends up happening is that to protect your fragile ego, you end up becoming like some internet keyboard jihadist, you know, white knighting for hoes. But the reality of the matter is those hoes don't want you because you're physically ugly. So you guys, I know you, smart asses, you're going to be like, well, I'm in Pakistan, I can't come to America. Guess what, motherfucker, I travel. And you know what? Maybe one day you're going to end up showing up in fucking, what you may call it, you're going to end up showing up in Thailand. Maybe you're going to go to Thailand. Well, guess what, motherfucker, I might go to Thailand too, hit you up, be like, hey, bro, let's jump in the cage, bro. So, if you're gonna call me a kafir, we're gonna get your Instagram, we're gonna get your name, we're gonna get you on camera, okay? We're going to set up a fight. If we can do it here in America, great. If we have to do it overseas sometimes in the future, okay, we're gonna set it up. If you're not willing to set up a fight with me, I'm just gonna delete you from my channel, okay? You know, from my channel, I have an option of like hiding users, something like that. Blocking, I think it's called blocking. I'm gonna block you if you call me a kafir, but you are not willing to fight me. Guys, in 2023, I am sick and tired of blue pills. I'm sick and tired of guys out there white knighting for women, and I'm really sick and tired of Muslims who just spurg on the internet, but they're not willing to back shit up in the real world. Now, the problem here, most of you guys out there who call me kafir, sadly and unfortunately, you're all under the age of 18. Oh shit, some scammer is trying to call me. I should have put the phone on airplane mode like Shane told me, but oh well. So, a lot of you guys out there who call me kafir, you're under the age of 18, you live with your mama, you're physically repulsive, this is why you watch Hamza. You Muslim guys out there who are under the age of 18, look man, if you are a follower of Hamza, you're actually better off jumping off a bridge, because that's really the most humane thing you can do, you know? Life will only get worse for you. Women really don't want to see you are in public because you're physically repulsive. So jumping off the bridge is probably your best bet. Now, I personally don't want anybody here to jump off a bridge because, you know, offing yourself is a one-way ticket to Jahannam. But I'm just telling you guys out there, you know, if you watch fucking Hamza, it's already over for you. So I don't know, guys. Maybe live with your mama. You know, do remedial jobs on the side. Make some money so you can get a prostitute or, you know, buy a video game, some dumb shit like that. Yeah, it's blowing out. I think it's not blowing out cold air. Okay, I'll probably take it to Walmart to do a check on it. It's all right. It's not that bad. Okay, the Mexicans are still working outside. Are they gone? Are the Mexicans gone? Okay, I think the Mexicans are gone. No, they're still outside, but they're on the other side of the trees. So, plus you guys can probably hear me well. I mean, yeah, you guys can hear me well. I'm not worried anymore. It's just that I don't want them to pass through here with their machine blowing, and all the sand and dirt will come in here. I'm just keeping my eyes on them. They're over there. Let's see if they're gonna come here. I don't think they will. So they were here like a couple of minutes ago before I turned the car on. All right, so going back to you young Muslims out there who are under the age of 18, if you watch Hamza, it's pretty much over for you, because for you to take on a Curisil as your leader, what does that say about you? Okay, so moving forward with this video, again, cannot stress this enough, I will fight you. Now, just to let you know, I'm 6'3", 250 pounds. I don't care if you're a 5'4" Curisil named Yogi Obes, okay? I'm not gonna kill you. I'm not gonna try to seriously injure you. I just want you to say, hey Amr, I believe you're a kafir. I believe Muslim women are the greatest woman on the face of the planet, and I'm willing to fight you in person. That's really all I care about, is that you'd be willing to actually stand up for what you believe in. Cute girl walking toward the beach right behind me, right over there, but that's all right. So going on with the video about white girls coming into Islam to scam you guys, I go to the mosque every Friday. I'm active in our local mosque. I see it all the time, okay? You get white girls who by the age of 27, 28, they find Allah right after Chad no longer calls them back. You know, that's usually how it works. So I can't tell you guys a number of Muslim women, supposedly Muslim women, who are white, and they had a history of riding the cock carousel. And see, that's the thing. You know, when white women come into Islam, they openly say, yeah, I was a whore. I was sleeping around. I was having fun with so many hot guys. But now I found Allah. And, you know, these Muslim guys out there are like fighting one another to stick their dick in a blonde pussy. That's what it's all about, you know. Kind of like what Saint Hamoudi said. They just wanna cheat their genetics, which to a certain degree I can't blame them, but at the end of the day, you guys out there need to understand that pussy odometer never ever goes back to zero. Now I know a lot of you Muslim guys out there, you like to get smart and say, well, God forgave her sins. It actually doesn't work like that, okay? During the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad, it was Jahalaya. Jahalaya means a period of ignorance. The people were ignorant. They didn't know any better, okay? Today, most people here in America, most white girls are Christian. And this whole atheist thing, it doesn't fly, guys, okay? When a person says, oh, I'm an atheist, no. You are aware of the Abrahamic faith. You are aware that you can't become a Sharmuta in Christianity, okay? See, a lot of you guys out there who are like fighting for Andrew Tate, you all need to understand, man. Andrew Tate, before he became a Muslim, he said he was a great Christian. In Christianity, you can't pimp women out on OnlyFans, okay? In Christianity, you can't own casinos. It's the same thing in Judaism, same thing in Islam. So when Andrew Tate goes from, oh, I was a Christian, now I'm a Muslim, guys, he's still the same Andrew Tate. It's just that he's now able to better take advantage of you because he says, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And another thing to keep in mind, you guys, Andrew Tate's confinement in jail was extended for 30 more days on the first day of Sha'ban. Now in Islam, our calendar is either 29 or 30 days, okay? I'm gonna tell you exactly what's gonna happen. Andrew Tate will be exonerated. First day of Ramadan, Andrew Tate will be a free man. And trust and believe, he might even claim to be the Mahdi. I have like a 97% not confirmation. I have like a 97% confidence Andrew Tate will be a free man on the first day of Ramadan. A lot of you Muslim guys out there are gonna be like, oh, this is Allah. This is Allah's gift to us Muslims on the first day of Ramadan. And I have like a 50% confidence that he might claim to be the Mahdi in the near future. Because trust and believe, the Jews need a false Mahdi. Okay, for those of you who don't know, Mahdi is a Muslim who's gonna guide us through this tumultuous time. Biden knows about Mahdi. Fucking Netanyahu knows about Mahdi. So they're gonna try to create a fake Mahdi. And it might just be Andrew Tate. Anyways, going back to a white woman coming into Islam. So a lot of these white girls over out there, guys, when they sleep around, they know that Chad and Tyrone, they know that no man out there wants to be with them, you know. At our house today, guys, we have guys who are, you know, they're redoing the bathroom, right? So guys who work with their hands, you know, they're making decent money. And I'm overhearing them talking about, you know, how they go out, they smash a girl, you know, they play with her for a while, and then they leave her because, you know, she's a fucking charmuta, she's a hoe. So this woman out there, you know, the older a woman gets, you know, she needs commitment, she needs somebody that she can sink her claws into to take advantage of, right? So what these girls do is that they come into Islam because they know, like Rollo Tomasi famously said, religion is a beta farm. A lot of you Muslim guys out there, you are nothing more than an insurance policy to some white hoe. That's all you are ever will be. Just an insurance policy, okay? Guys, I can't tell you the number of white women who come into our mosque and their type is like Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, that guy, what's his name, Jason Momoa. Then they end up marrying an Arab that they themselves are physically taller than. It's like, baby girl, your man was Jason Momoa, 6'4", but yet you're with an Arab who's like 5'6", and you're like 5'7". How does that work? But it's not because she's genuinely not attracted to the Arab. This is what I want you Muslim sales out there to understand. These white women who come into the religion, they don't give a flying fuck about Islam, okay? Secondly, they're not physically attracted to you. It's just that they need commitment. They need to be able to be highly regarded in a society when everybody knows that they're dirty sharmutas. For example, whenever a white girl comes into the mosque, you know, her status, you know, she becomes the leader of the pack, you know. Other women are envious of her, so they're sucking up to her, you know. All the ethnic brown girls, you know, they're sucking up to this white girl because, you know, white people are higher than brown people. Okay, that's a fact, not even a personal opinion. Then all the fucking Muslim sales, especially the ethnic ones, you know, they're all giving her marriage proposals because they want to cheat their genetics. So imagine a white girl who's like a fucking crack whore. Everybody knows she's a dirty, dirty slut. Nobody takes her seriously. And all of a sudden, you know, she says, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, praise Jesus. Ew, ew. Next thing you know, she has fucking doctors, airline pilots, masters of industry giving her marriage proposals. She has women who are listening to her like she's like fucking the Mother Teresa or some dumb shit like that, you know. So at the end of the day, guys, you need to understand, man, these white girls coming into Islam, it's for nefarious purposes. It's not because they care about the religion. I've been telling you guys that for years, and you guys just don't want to believe it. Again, guys, I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again. The Prophet Muhammad was asked, who would make the best of Muslims from pagans? The Prophet Muhammad said, the best of pagans will become the best of Muslims. So if you have your typical hoe, she's a sharmuta, she sleeps around, and she becomes a Muslim, do you think Islam is gonna change her? You Muslim guys, you all gotta start using your fucking brain, man. A girl who becomes Muslim at the age of 27, that's when she hits the wall. That is the epiphany phase that Rollo Tomasi claims, okay? The epiphany phase is when the girl realizes, oh, shit, I've been sleeping around with a bunch of bad boys. I haven't locked down Chad. I'm getting old, so the guys I really want aren't even bothering with me anymore. Let me go out and find a guy who I know I can scam, and he'll never ever see it coming in a trillion years, you know? This is why these white girls, when they come into Islam, they end up getting with the Muslim cell, okay? The Muslim cell usually is short, brown, physically repulsive, but you know what? He's gonna believe that this is Allah. Allah has finally rewarded me with my white queen. This is what a lot of these Muslim cells genuinely believe. And you Muslims, you just keep falling for it, man. You know, a lot of white women are going to come into the Muslim religion with the sole purpose of scamming you. Guys, you need to understand, man, the time we are living in, this is the worst time for the mu'mineen, you know, the faithful people. This is the worst time in the history of man for us. From the time of Noah until now, the time we're living in is actually worse than the time of Muhammad, believe it or not, okay? So you guys out there, you cannot believe Andrew Tate. You cannot believe some white girl who wears a hijab, okay? These people have nefarious purposes, okay? It's all about attention. It's all about money for them, okay? A lot of you guys out there need to understand, man. If you look at all these Muslim vloggers like Mo Vlogs, all these Arab YouTubers out there, what are they talking about? Hayat al-Dunya. Like, Mo Vlogs had a vlog the other day where he's talking about, ooh, I bought my, you know, I like this girl, so I bought her a brand new $200,000 Bentley. So, like, what is this, man? This is Hayat al-Dunya. This is the glitz and glamour of this world, man. God hates three types of people. There are three types of people God hates. One, the person who talks too much, because when you talk too much, that's when you start making rumors, okay? The second type of person that God hates is the type of person who asks too many questions, because that's how you cause people to start having doubts, okay, when you ask too many questions. The third type of person God hates is a person who shows off extravagant wealth. You know, you look at any Muslim vlogger out there, what are they doing, man? You look at Hamza, you look at Fresh and Fit, you look at Andrew Tate, you look at any Muslim vlogger who's big on YouTube, what's the first thing they do? Look at my 33 cars, right? Andrew Tate, 33 cars, you know, 33rd Freemason. And what about this fucking Andrew wannabe, Andrew Tate wannabe, Sneeko, you know? Sneeko was on a yacht or something with Fresh and Fit the other day, and he has that fucking whatchamacallit, Illuminati hand sign. It's like, come on, man. It's, you know what? The Prophet Muhammad said that when the Antichrist comes into this world, it's gonna be so obvious to a person, because he's gonna have the word kafir written on his forehead, that even a blind man can tell this is Antichrist, this is kufr, okay? When I see Hamza, when I see Andrew Tate, when I see Fresh and Fit, when I see all these big YouTubers out there, guys, I don't even have to watch their shit anymore at this point. I'm like, kafir. I see it written on their forehead, guys. It's so fucking obvious. But yet you Muslim guys out there, man, you keep on falling for it. And you Muslim guys out there, you gotta ask yourself this question, man. If Andrew Tate didn't have a fucking Bugatti, would you guys care about him? If Myron Gaines didn't have 16 rental properties, would you care about him? You know, if Hamza wasn't like, oh, bro, I went from being broke to making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, scamming kids, you know, telling them, oh, buy my course for $1,000, you know, so you can fuck like an alpha, bro. Come on, man. I mean, at the end of the day, the vast majority of you guys out there, you are about Hayat al-Duni. You are about the glitz and glamour of this world. Let's keep it 100, guys, okay? And you know what? To a certain degree, it's really not bad to have the glitz and glamour of this world, but not extravagant wealth. This is what you guys need to understand. You guys take me, for example. I'm driving a 2003 Mercedes C320. You guys see me driving around in a Bugatti. I know some of you are gonna get smart and say, hey, Omar, you can't afford a Bugatti, that's why you don't drive in a Bugatti. I don't want a Bugatti, motherfuckers. See, you guys need to understand, man, when you walk around, when you show extravagant wealth, what you're really saying is that I'm not good enough as a human being. So I'm just gonna get all this jewelry, all these fancy cars, all these planes, my McMansion, because I, as a person, you're not gonna respect me, okay? Guys, let me tell you something, man. When I was, I see the way I dress, guys, see the way I dress, okay? There's nothing about me that says money, the way I dress. Yet, I still fuck bitches, guys, I still have the respect of people. You know, when I was in Colombia, I was stopped by the police because I was going through a tunnel, by the way, guys, with a motorcycle. Actually, it's a scooter, but they call scooters motorcycles in Colombia, you know. So anyways, just to let you guys know, there's like a tunnel that goes through the mountains of Medellin, and it shaves like half an hour from travel. It's by the airport. So when I was coming back from Guatape, you know, Google told me to go through the tunnel to shave off a half an hour, because the tunnel obviously goes through the mountains compared to the roads that go, you know, across, you know, all over the mountains. And I was going through the tunnel, you know, as I was approaching the tunnel, you know, a police officer was like, hey, Aki, come here. I went to him. What's going on, man? You know, he didn't speak any, whatchamacallit, any English. We used Google Translate. You know, it's illegal for a motorcycle or a scooter to go through that tunnel. So he was like, where are you from? What are you doing here? Let me see your visa, you know, the stamp in your passport. And guess what, man? At the end, you know, 15, 20 minutes later, nothing but respect for me, and I have nothing but respect for him. You know, same thing happens in Moldova, Romania, Hungary, except that one time in Hungary. You know, I was actually coming back from Hungary into Romania with my car. Just to let you guys know, okay, if you go to places like Hungary, Romania, Eastern Europe, get yourself a IDP. IDP stands for International Driver's Permit. You can actually get one from fucking AAA for like $20. In fact, I should actually do that myself, like now, okay? So, in some countries, if you don't have an IDP, they give you a hard time, okay? If they really want. So, apparently, you know, I was actually, first I wanted to go from Romania to Moldova, but they wouldn't let me because I didn't have an IDP. And then when I went into Hungary without the IDP because, you know, nobody really cares. But on the way back from Hungary into Romania, what happened is that this Hungarian short seller, I swear to you guys, there was this Hungarian dude. He probably was, 5'6" with boots on. He probably was even shorter than fucking Yogi Obst. And I'm 6'3", as you guys can tell. That motherfucker wouldn't let me cross from Hungary into Romania because I didn't have an IDP. And the Romanian police, you know, Romanian border police, you know, special shout out to them. They went to bat for me. And I remember the guy, the Romanian guy, who I became, you know, very, you know, friendly with him at the end because he was such a nice guy, a Romanian guy. He was like, sorry, bro, man, I really tried, but it's his country and he doesn't want you out unless you have an IDP. So I was like, it's cool. So I just had to go through some other Romanian, Hungarian crossing, and nobody cared, you know. It's just that Hungarian short sale, he got jealous. He's like, oh well, I'm not gonna let you cross because you don't have an IDP. I honestly felt like going back after I crossed into Romania. I honestly felt like going back to his border crossing, but from the Romanian side, I'd be like, hey, short sale, guess where I'm at, motherfucker. But then again, you know, I said, you know what, F it, I got better things to do. Not to mention that other than wasting like 2 hours of my time backtracking to find another border crossing, he's still gonna be like fucking Yogi Obst short. So I think I won that one. But the point here that I'm trying to tell you guys, when you're 6'3", 250 pounds, you look like me, people gonna respect you. It's just how it is. Even if you dress like this, guys, people still gonna respect you. Women still wanna bang you, okay? But you Muslim guys out there, ain't nobody respects you. This is why you build the world's tallest tower. You know, a lot of you guys out there, you tell me, Omar, when are you gonna go to Dubai? When are you gonna go to Dubai? Guys, the Prophet Muhammad said the barefoot Bedouins are gonna compete with one another building high towers. I don't trust Arabs. I don't like Arabs. Now, not all of them. Some of them are decent, but the vast majority of them, they're scumbags, okay? It's about Hayat Adonia, baby. Let me tell you something, man. This video can get me into heaven. Let me say that one more time. These videos I do for you guys, this video alone can get me into heaven. But you know what? Driving a Bugatti ain't gonna get me into heaven. Having a business with 10,000 employees making $50 billion a year, that's not gonna get me into heaven. Because at the end of the day, guys, Islam tells us there are two types of people you can envy. One, somebody that God has given wealth and they use that wealth in the name of God, or somebody that God has given divine knowledge like Sheikh Imran Hussein, and they use it to, in the name of God, like making these videos for you. Also, before I end this video, have you guys taken notice that Sheikh Imran Hussein YouTube channel is greatly censored? The guy has like over 250,000 subscribers. His videos were getting like 20, 30, 40, 50,000 views, and now he's getting like a couple of thousand views. Yet these Muslim gurus out there are like, oh, 17-year-old Bitcoin billionaire has a private jet, gets like hundreds of thousands of views. Guys, there is an agenda out there to push Hayat al-Dunya on the Muslim people. Again, this is part of the Antichrist. You know, the Prophet Muhammad tells us the Antichrist, aka the Dajjal, he's gonna have one eye. That one eye is Hayat al-Dunya, okay? You see, we have two eyes, okay? So when you have two eyes, you can see Hayat al-Dunya, and at the same time, you can see the spiritual world, okay? So a normal, sane person like myself, I can manage Hayat al-Dunya, and I can manage a video like this, you know, for the spiritual world, you know. When I go to, like, fucking Colombia, you know, I'm there picking up hot girls. That's my Hayat al-Dunya. That's my thing. Young, hot, beautiful woman. I know some of you Muslims are going to come in here and be like, Zina, haram. Guys, marriage is obsolete. When you have the lefty liberal media and Muslims telling you to get married, you know marriage is a bad deal. Guys, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. Harem system is the future. Says so in Islam. Islam tells us there'll be 50 women to be led by one man, okay? So the harem system, that's the future, okay? So when I'm at the brothel, you know, picking a girl I like, actually, by the way, guys, if you ever go to a brothel, let the girl approach you. Because I'm telling you, as somebody who was approached by a girl in the brothel, best sex ever. Even better than the San Cristobal girl, by the way. So always let the woman pick you. This is why I'm telling you guys. In 2023, there is no cold approaching. There is no, yeah, I picked her up from the bar. She's gonna pick you up. She's gonna approach you. You guys out there need to understand. And a lot of you Muslim sellers, you don't wanna believe it because you're physically fugly. Women deal with so many fugly dudes that when they see a guy like me, they're gonna approach me, okay? Because I'm the opposite of the guys that they normally fuck with. So you Muslim sellers out there, if a girl doesn't approach you, it's because she's repulsed by you. It's that motherfucking simple. I don't care if you white knight in the YouTube comment section. I don't care if you make videos about how great women are. It's not gonna make that pussy wet. I'm telling you that, guys, right now. Because again, you know, Hamza is now making a video titled, he made a video titled How to Love a Woman. Well, why not How to Love a Man? Oh yeah, that's right, women don't love men. See, this is the problem with Hamza. And again, Hamza is controlled opposition. I mean, you guys think about it. If you look at Hamza, he has something called rapid eye movement. Why? He's a fucking cocaine addict. That's what he is. And Hamza, to his credit, he told you, oh, I was a cocaine addict, I was in the clubs, I was an alcoholic, and now he's a multimillionaire. How the hell did that happen like this? It's because he's working for a production company that wants to push Fasad. You Muslim guys out there, you gotta understand, the Jews could not destroy Islam from outside with 20 years war on terror. Now they're gonna try to destroy us from the inside, okay? This is why they're pushing Myron Gaines, they're pushing Fresh and Fit, they're pushing Hamza, they're pushing Andrew Tate, they're pushing Hayat al-Dunya on you guys, because they know ultimately it's gonna be a waste for a lot of you guys out there. When it comes to be a waste, you guys are gonna hit Islam, you know. You guys are gonna say, oh man, I thought if I watched and if I listened to Andrew Tate, I'll be rich. I thought if I listened to Hamza, I'm gonna get my pee-pee touch, you know, self-improvement. It's not gonna work out, guys, okay? At the end of the day, when it comes to woman, it's gonna be looks, okay? If you are short, brown, ethnic, it's GG, okay? The only way you can get your pee-pee touched by a white girl if you are a unattractive Muslim cell is if you have a lot of money, you are utterly and totally blue-pilled, she's post-wall, no other guy wants her because they all know she's a fucking sharmuta, she's gonna latch on to you. Now, I know some of you guys out there are gonna say, yes! Really, guys? Really? You want to be with a woman who had more pipe in her than the Alaska pipeline. You want a woman who's only going after you because A, you got money, and B, you are so blue-pilled that she can use you, abuse you, and you will never ever know it in a trillion years. Come on, man. What does that say about you? And one last thing before I bring this video to an end. I was going to Miami last night, and I was going down I-95, and I see this big-ass billboard. It says, Moshiach is here. And it had a picture of a Jewish rabbi. And again, it said, Moshiach is here. Guys, the Dajjal, a.k.a. the Antichrist, is here. He may not be here in human form, but his system is here. Okay? Like I said, when I watch Andrew Tate, when I watch Hamza, I see kafir written all over their foreheads. Yet you Muslim guys out there are like, I gotta get a Bugatti. I gotta self-improve so a girl can touch my pee-pee. Again, if you're a 5'4", ethnic, physically repulsive face, you're better off jumping off a bridge. See, this is what I want everybody here to understand, man. And I'm gonna close the video out on this. I don't want anybody here to jump off a bridge. I want you to be fucking realistic. You guys take me, for example. I'll never be in the Olympics, and I'm cool with that, you know? Some of you guys may never ever genuinely be desired by a woman. You gotta be cool with that, okay? And another thing to keep in mind, I mean, I hate to tell you guys this, but if you really want pussy, I mean, you can get pussy from a woman that would be okay with you. So let's say you're like a 5, right? You can get a woman that's a 2, okay? Now, the reason why I tell you I hate to tell you this, because, I mean, if you're a 5 or a 4 and you get with a 1 or a 2, think about your motherfucking children, guys. I mean, see, when I was living in... we even see it here in small town USA, because when I go to the mosque, but when I was in San Francisco, man, I've seen so many average looking Indian dudes with ugly ass wives, short, fat wives, and the kids would be ugly. It's like, come on, man. Come on, man. You think you had it bad, but yet you were able to find this fugly, fat woman? How bad do you think your kid is gonna have it, you know? Maybe the girl, she'll be alright, but what about your male son? You know, your male son is gonna curse you. Real talk, man. You guys take me, for example. I'm 6'3". I want my kids to be taller than me. You know, do you guys think I'm gonna go out there and stick my dick in a 5'2" woman and make a baby with her? Hell to the no. Hence the reason why me and Yogi Oba's mom haven't given her the kid that she always wanted. But the point that I'm trying to tell you Muslim guys out there is that for a lot of you guys out there, even non-Muslim guys, for a lot of you guys out there, you have to make preparations that things will get worse, you will be alone, and you have to be okay with that. At the end of the day, Andrew Tate, Hamza, fresh and fit, all they care about is money and attention. Hayat al-Dunya, the glitz and glamour of this world, that's all they care about. And if they have to sit there and lie and tell you, oh yeah, we care about you, so think about it, man. Every time you see Fresh and Fit, every time you see Hamza, every time you see Andrew Tate, they're always flashing cars and women. You know, we all want pussy, we all want, you know, money. They know that, so that's how they attract you. And again, I've said it before and I'm gonna say it again, guys, you know, what's your attraction to Fresh and Fit? What's your attraction to Hamza? What's your attraction to Andrew Tate? Have any of these guys ever told you what I told you? None of them. None of them. Do any of these guys ever tell you, read the Quran, read the Hadith, don't waste time on the internet, just read the whole Quran, read the Hadith, and then after that you can go watch, you know, other people on social media. They'll never ever tell you that. Do they ever tell you that one man is going to lead 50 women? They don't tell you that. Do they ever tell you that Moshech is here and this is the hardest time in humanity? No. They just tell you, oh, the Matrix wants to keep you down. You know, the Matrix wants you to be poor. Well, here's how you get rich. Well, guess what, motherfucker? You're now going back into the Matrix. You're going to work your ass off. You're going to pay taxes. Yeah, you're going back into the Matrix, you know? Then they tell you, get married. That's what they're doing. Get married, you know? Dude, the worst thing a man can do is get married. Right now, guys, the worst thing you can do is get married, because that will ruin you, okay? Guys, if you get sent to jail for like robbing a liquor store or some dumb shit like that, you're better off, you know, going to jail doing dumb shit than going to jail because of a woman. You know, if you go to jail because you robbed a fucking, you know, liquor store, I'm not telling anybody here to rob a liquor store or do even anything illegal, but at least you get in the jail, you know, you're gonna be fed, you're gonna be taken care of, at least in the Western world. So, you know, jokes on them, you know, instead of me being out in the cold or in the heat, instead of me being working my ass off, I'm in jail getting taken care of. But if you get with a woman, guys, they put you on child support, you know, especially if you have children with her, guys. You know, when you're in jail for robbing a liquor store, you really don't give a fuck because, I don't care. But if you have children and, you know, you're in jail, you know, that's gonna fuck you up. So the single worst thing you can do as a man today is get married, yet this is what Hamza wants you to do. I guarantee Andrew Tate is gonna come out and he's gonna say, hey man, get married. I wouldn't be surprised if Andrew Tate actually gets married. Of course, it's gonna be like a Hollywood production, it's not gonna be the real thing. You know, you got Myron Gaines telling you all the time, I'm gonna go back to the old country and get married. What the fuck do you mean, old country? I've been to the old country. I got married from the old country. The bitch made white girls look like saints, okay? We were divorced within 1 month. You know, happens all the time, guys. All the time. Guys like me go back to the old country thinking the women over there are going to be better. We bring them all. Fortunately for me, I didn't even bring back the bitch. This is how evil she was, you know? So I got off scot-free from that fucking marriage. But a lot of guys, they bring the bitch back here, they have children with her, and guess what? She divorce rapes him, takes a house, takes his children, and she's out on the internet, you know, sleeping around and then running around saying that her husband was an ancient nigger. This is how hijabis operate. And like I said this before, you know, TFM's last live stream, one of the guys who super chatted said, hey, my best friend was Pakistani. He had an arranged marriage. He went back to Pakistan, got himself a good girl, brought her back to Canada. 2 years later, she got her paperwork. She divorced him, didn't have any kids, but she's now a big time hoe. That's just how female war. That's just how females operate, guys. You know, a woman goes into a relationship now saying, okay, what am I gonna do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years from now, okay? A guy goes into a relationship saying, as long as I get sex and a nice dinner every now and then, I'm good. But this bitch is conniving 1, 2, 3, 5, 10 years forward. And you guys are thinking about sex and maybe a nice steak every now and then. There you go, guys. All the proof in the world that marriage just doesn't work. And even if you bring, even if she's from a nice family, doesn't mean anything, man. Even if the bitch comes from a nice family, even if the family has known your family for decades, doesn't mean anything. Because a lot of guys out there, they say, well, I'm going to do an arranged marriage in Pakistan or in India. You know, my family has known her family from when they were children, you know, like 30, 40, 50 years ago. Doesn't mean a thing. I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. If the bitch is a 4 or above, she'll want to have her whole phase. Every woman out there, if she's a 4 or above, she wants to have her whole phase. Either she's going to have her whole phase before she marries you, or she's going to have her whole phase after you. So the bottom line here, guys, is that marriage is obsolete. White women who come into Islam, they're there to scam you. Maybe not all of them, but at this point, you guys need to understand, man. At this point, the Prophet Muhammad tells us, take your sheep, go high up in the mountains where it rains away from it all, okay? Does Andrew Tate tell you that? No, because if Andrew Tate tells you that, you're not going to go back into the matrix, you know, work, pay taxes. You know, if you live up in the mountains away from it all, you're not going to be a benefit to society. You're not going to put money into the government's pockets, okay? So this is why Andrew Tate doesn't tell you what I tell you. And at the same time, by going high up into the mountains away from it all, you are disconnecting yourself from this order, from this current world order. You guys need to understand, and I'm actually going to end the video on this one. I know I've been saying that for 20 minutes, okay? The Prophet Muhammad said, this current world order we live in, the person who's walking is better than the person who's running. The person who is standing is better than the person who is walking. The person who is sitting down is better than the person who's standing up. The person who is lying down is better than the person who is sitting up. Why? Because in today's world order, the only thing you can do is go MGTOW. Just go your own way, disconnect from this world. That's the only solution you have. If you try to do anything, you try to get married, you try to get that Bugatti, it's not going to end good for you, okay? That's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.